This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An aid ship loaded with food has set sail for Gaza. It's a pilot program for the opening of a sea corridor to the territory where the Israel-Gaza war has driven hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to the brink of starvation. It's being transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left the Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus and is expected to arrive in Gaza in 2 to 3 days. Children in Gaza haven't been to school in 5 months, and Palestinian officials worry about the long-term effects of the war on Gaza's children. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian officials say one child in Gaza is killed every 15 minutes. More than 13,000 Palestinian children have been killed in Gaza since the war between Israel and Hamas began in October, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 25,000 have been wounded. Most of the 1 million Palestinian children haven't been to school in Gaza, and there's little prospect that classes will resume anytime soon. Most of the schools have been transformed into crowded shelters for the roughly 2 million Palestinians who have been displaced by Israeli military strikes. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States will send a new military aid package for Ukraine worth $300 million, President Joe Biden's administration said on Tuesday. The first such move in months as additional funds for Kyiv remain blocked by Republican leaders in Congress. The White House has been scrambling to find ways to send more military assistance, given the situation on the battlefield and the resistance to the funding from Republican Party hardliners in the U.S. Congress. This is V.